SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. That now goes to President Biden, who is expected to add his signature. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan is among the GOP lawmakers frustrated this week as he turned a cold shoulder to the original massive proposed continuing resolution that was hammered out in talks between party leaders in the House and Senate.
This is the frustration of these behind-the-door deals that are negotiated with just the leadership. You get them at the last minute, usually bumping up against a holiday or a government shutdown. 1,500 pages this time. And it's just not the way to run the government.
And the bill that was finally passed last night was much smaller in scope. Senator Tom Cotton says it's time for the administration to get to the bottom of the drone controversy.
Most of these drones are probably hobbyists or pranksters or innocent explanation. But the next time, it could be one carrying sarin or VX, or it could be collecting using sensitive technology.
Concerns about the spread of bird flu virus among dairy cattle has prompted California to declare a state of emergency.
California has become the epicenter of new bird flu infections. As the nation's largest dairy-producing state, it accounts for 75% of cattle cases and over half of the 61 confirmed human cases nationwide. Though health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, Governor Newsom's proclamation allows federal and state agencies to work together to monitor and test for new cases. The move comes after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported the country's first case of severe illness in a person in Louisiana.
The BBC Sarah Granville reporting the CDC says more than 60 people in 8 states have been infected with bird flu. This is SRN News. Most Americans fear enemies within.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 70% of voting adults believe that, quote, the biggest dangers we face are not from outsiders, but from those living among us who want to destroy our country. 73% of Americans feel that way, as do 69% of Democrats and 65% of independents. Meanwhile, high percentages of both parties believe the other party poses a serious threat to the country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An appeals court in Louisiana has ruled NASDAQ cannot require diversity on the boards of companies that list on the exchange. That decision comes more than 3 years after the administration's Securities and Exchange Commission approved NASDAQ's effort to force companies to place greater numbers of homosexuals, women, and racial minorities on their boards. The policy would have required most of the nearly 3,000 companies to have at least one homosexual on their board. This is SRN News. Still no resolution in the dispute between Amazon and the Teamsters Union.
Amazon workers affiliated with the Teamsters Union are on strike for a second day at 7 of the company's delivery hubs just days before Christmas. At midnight Saturday, the Teamsters say workers at a prominent unionized warehouse in New York will also join.
That is Ron Taylor reporting. Britain's government has approved the sale of Royal Mail's parent company to a Czech billionaire. The sale paves the way for the Postal Service to pass into foreign ownership for the first time in its 500-year history. The service will remain headquartered in the UK. And as part of the deal, Britain's government will retain a so-called golden share in the service. The Senate has passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. The bipartisan bill will eliminate long-time reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who receive pensions because they work in federal, state, or local government. More from SRNNews.com.